Live. That's pretty good. Okay, court's out. Still folks upstairs outside the courtroom. Probably won't be a release for Ammon Bundy until tomorrow. Clive and Bundy said that he is not leaving until everybody is released. So no more court, as far as I know, until December 11th. So there is a lot of people still upstairs. I'm not sure why. But it is good news. Wonder if y'all can see that top floor up there. Probably not. Okay, I think people are starting to move along. Maybe not. Just bunching up more. So I was wrong in that last post. It's not everybody kicked out. Here comes a man. He's writing a book. Let's see if we'll talk. Thank you. So, let me ask. I got a live stream going. You want to give us some words? All right. Lost your voice too, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't understand me.
Tell everybody where you're at. So, I just let everybody know you're writing a book or have written it.
Right. Yeah, I'm in the process of writing the book, and this trial and the next trial will be the final chapters. So what happened today, they allowed Ammon Bundy and Clive and Bundy too.
He said he's not going unless everybody's going.
He said that he's not a free man, and he refuses to leave until he's a free man. But Ammon will be here in Las Vegas at a home. And Ryan Payne, under certain conditions, if he gets released by the judge in Oregon, we'll be able to be released tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's all we know right now.
All right. Yeehaw. tell everybody where they can find you at.
On my blog site. You can read my blog at iwearacowboyhat.com, although I don't have it on.
Ryan had his on in court.
Yeah, he
cross
did.
Examination. Yeah. Huh?
Allowed to him to wear the hat, go do the examination, so they could place him, in the video. So that's pretty neat.
I appreciate it. Okay. We'll see you next month, huh? Well, thanks, Kim. I'm waiting. Waiting for folks to come down. Okay, the crowd's lessening up there, so people are coming out. Or at least coming downstairs, I'd say. Let's go over here. In here, Brent. Excuse me.
Hard to get a bomb. It really is.
So,
she's a good girl. So anyhow, it's a great day, and things are happening. Glory to God, and I think it's just a matter of time. I said it before, I am absolutely convinced that the feds are making concessions, because this is over with. This is absolutely over with. So you got any questions there coming up yet, David?
Not that I see.
I want to thank all the people that watched David Fleeman's live stream earlier. He's up to 8,000 views. We want you to continue to share that. And Stacy here wants to say something real quick.
Yeah.
So,
to those that are sharing the information on YouTube, you have Watchman News, you have Jake Grady, helping us get the word out and spreading it around social media.
Miss B. Stacy, too.
Miss B. Stacy, that's me.
That's you.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love you. Cool.
So I really appreciate it. As most of you guys know, that there are certain Facebook pages and YouTube pages where the viewerships are being suppressed and we're not getting on the search engines anymore. So really, this information is being spread through social media by us sharing it with
our friends.
Share it with their friends, and the information finally gets around. So for those behind the scenes doing that and you don't get recognition, I just want to say thank you. And don't forget to go to John Lamb's Facebook page. And, you know, even if it's $5, guys, help him out a little bit with his gas and maintenance on his vehicle and stuff like that, because he's been here all the time for these trials. And we just want to show our gratitude by contributing just a little bit. So, thanks.
Maureen Pelter says, give y'all her love.
Fantastic. Just a quick observation. The demeanor in the courtroom was very interesting. I don't know if I should. I'll mention her name. Nadia. Nadia Ahmed.
Ahmed.
I swear to heck, for a half hour, she didn't even raise the head. She was down like this for a good half hour. And when she did, she just raised it shortly. I liked what I saw with the marshals. They're all smiling at us. That's
welcome.
A first.
I'll give her a hug, too.
They know. They're giving smile.
For me and you.
Kind of commented. They're shaking their hand. I think they're really happy for these victories. I think they're happy for us. I think they've been able to observe and see, you know, the proceedings and see the evidence and see how this is all taking place. And I think their eyes have been wakened. They realize that the incarceration of these patrons has been absolutely 100% wrong. So the demeanor, I was on one side, and I was basically sitting with the enemy, okay? So I like calling up that. And it was just a completely different demeanor from the other times that I've been there.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I really liked it. It felt good.
Well, it's not personal.
No,
that's
it's not
the thing
personal.
Is the Bundys live by certain principles and that we all should live by. And I like Brad Green's updates and the Free Capitalist, because he elaborates on these principles. That's what makes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, wonderful documents, is because it is principle-based.
And you're right, we all got to be principle-based. I like to rub it in for some time, so I know I really shouldn't do it. I shouldn't be rubbing it in. But it's a great day again. I want to just mention one other thing that happened to us earlier, if you didn't hear me. This morning about 9 o'clock, we had a giant rainbow over that courtroom. There was about a good half a dozen of us seen it. It was very bizarre. We kept looking and going, what in the world?
Yeah.
Why is that there?
And it was not for gay rights.
Now you're getting personal.
I saw it from
this is a promise of God.
The other side of town.
Oh, you saw it from the other
side
of town. It was right there. It was right there above the courthouse for the longest time. So unless we got some questions, I'm done.
Great job, guys, with Michael Elliott said.
Michael Elliott said that? Great job!
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike!
Monumental there.
Mrs. B, Stacy, this is a hug from me and from Marie
Pelter. Yeah, where the hell are you at, Mike?
Oh, hi, Mo! How are you?
All of a sudden, he's AWOL.
Yeah. You're AWOL, Michael. Get over here,
Michael. Take her a minute. I love your YouTube. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Vincent Easley for Real Liberty Media.
Vincent, I know you.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I think I've come to know everybody on a first name basis. I shared your stuff to make sure people got it.
I know, and I really appreciate that.
So your subscribers went up. I saw that. Your viewerships were going up.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff on my YouTube channel from 2014 that I'm moving some of to Real Liberty Media.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Good.
Hi, guys.
This is Mrs. B. Stacy, and she's doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we got hugs. Okay. I think we're breaking up, maybe. People are coming out. I'm going to walk up the steps. Hey, John. It's looking good. We got Brand on the shofar coming up, and then I'm going to walk up the steps. Somebody hollered.
Oh,
John, I'm not sure about tonight, but Ammon probably by tomorrow. Cliven says that he's not going to be free until everybody's free. And I'm going to walk up. They've got press up there. And I'm taking my press right onto the front door. Excuse me. I spent a couple of nights and all day yesterday in bed trying to beat this. But I could not be here today. It's the last day till the 11th of next month. That's Dan Hill doing the press interview over there. It's Ammon's lawyer. There's Tay Wiles, High Country News. Hey,
how's it going?
Hi, Tay. Lots of press. Here's Ryan Lance, SPLC. Hate Watch, nice guy. Prosecution in. Dan Hill.
That we can do. I want to make sure that I have your. So, yeah, I'll give you my 702.
I know some people want to seek privacy and some people want to.
Hi, Dan.
You can just text me. That's
basically. I suppose that's me. Yeah, thank you, John. Thank you, Linda. Tammy. Helicopters, there's two of them. It means they'll be moving the prisoners. Got three of them up there right now. Not sure if they're all three related. Probably just the two, or maybe just one. Thank you, Tammy. New Jersey. Well, as of right now, Ammon is going to be taken release, and that may not happen until tomorrow. Cliven Bundy said he is not going to be released. He's not going to accept that until everybody's free. Said because he won't be free until this is all over and done with. So there's a lot of people taking hard stands here for what's really right, the true justice, for truth. And like what we're getting from the prosecution is filtered. They want to be very selective about what the jury hears, which that's really way too bad, because it should be about the whole truth. Lots of family and support here. Over there is Dan Hill, far to the far right of the screen. That's Ammon's attorney. He was talking to one of the prosecutors, and I think that's the gal from Channel 3, Denise, I forget. She interviewed me early on. it takes. Wit. Keep you wit. W-I-T. Whatever it takes. Can you tell us a little bit? Can you tell us a little bit? What's
What do you want to know?
What? Where we stand right now? So, Ammon's going to get released maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the end of court today. The judge decided to release all of the defendants that were not released under pretrial release.
That includes Dave and Mel.
It was stated that they would release Clive and Bundy, Evan Bundy, and Ryan Payne. But two things happened. With Ryan Payne, he needs to be approved by Oregon Judge Anna Brown in order to officially be released. And then Clive and Bundy ended up turning down his pretrial release. And the reason for that was because this trial was broken up into three different trials. And there is another tier that have not even had their opportunity to be tried yet. And those men are on even a lower priority scale with the government. And so Clive and Bundy, under the principled stance, turned down the pretrial release because he wants those other defendants to also get this pretrial release. And so for that reason, he turned it down.
Tammy Hill says that Cliven is a man of honor, and they all are. Yes, Tammy, thank you.
He is. I did not know he was going to answer in that way, and I was a little bit shocked, but now that I understand it, my respect for him just broadens. He is definitely a man of principle and is a hero in my eyes.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. It's great news. And Cliven is still taking a stand. You know, back in 2014, on April 11th, I made my way out to Bunkerville from here in Vegas. From James, yes, honorable American gentleman. Absolutely. Sergeant Moe, thank you. So I made my way up there April 11th, and in the early morning hours. Well, we'll leave that for my testimony in court. Hey, Dottie. Anyways, I was up there through the weeks, and we saw a lot of things happening, and a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, that added up into the thousands over the time from early April on through. There's a lot of people came up there to stand in the gap. And that's what the American way is supposed to be. And prosecution, I think they're falling apart. So we're going for acquittal for everybody. And like Cliven, he says if they released him, he still wouldn't be free, right? He's wanting to be completely free. Yes, thank you, Connie. Release them all. So I'm not sure, there's still quite a bit of crowd out here, and I'm not exactly sure what anybody's waiting for release or... This is Mrs. Bunny, Larry Klayman. They're having a private conversation, so I'll walk on by. Hey.
I heard her say, hey.
We're live, guys. Dan Hill, Ammon Bundy's attorney. How's it going up in there?
Good.
We're live feed to Facebook right now.
It's
Can,
good.
Can you give
day.
Some?
And this to your trial to be released.
So when's Emma getting out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, great. And no court until December 11th?
No court until a week from Monday.
Okay. Thank you. And I wish I could be in there, but you'll be calling me as a witness at some point, I think.
At some point in this trial. Unfortunately, the witness.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, sure.
What's everybody waiting for?
Bottle tickets.
For Emma to come out?
They're saying tomorrow.
So. Yeah, tomorrow is what
so
they're
I'm
saying.
Just, my reporter's with our people, and if we're going live or not, I think that's I'm best by the way to figure out what our next step is here.
Great. What channel are you with?
Channel 3.
My favorite channel in
awesome.
Las Vegas.
Awesome.
Love Antonio Castellano.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh. And Denise, and I'm sorry.
Seen Antonio. Yeah. He's always in the middle of it, but does a great job. I love that guy.
And Denise, I'm sorry, I forget.
Denise Rosh.
Rosh, yep. Thank you. I forgot her last
she's
name.
She's great, too.
Yeah.
She's you're feeling it, right? One of the hardest working reporters I've ever seen in my entire life.
So all the other local channels should be embarrassed and envious.
Well, I wouldn't say it. I would just say it's a standard. It's something to strive for.
There you go.
It might be biased. You know, they're good people. And they're all good people. Those two especially.
Well, everybody here is watching on live stream on Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool. Hello, everyone.
What's your name, bro?
Justin.
Justin, nice to meet you. Thanks, sir.
Nice to meet you, too, sir.
Vince Easley.
What's that?
Vince and Easley.
Okay, Vince. Nice to meet you, sir.
Thanks.
Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, arm's getting tired. I'm going to switch to my left. Okay, well, let's walk around some. I'm not sure where my battery is at here. Level, I can't see it right now. That's Shauna. Love her to death. Hi, Shauna. She can't hear, she's on the phone. Well, I guess I'll pack it in for now. Hey, Sergeant Mo. Haha, all good people. Yeah, and, you know, I think we're getting better coverage from them, too, to tell the truth. In like a hurricane.
Ready, Shauna?
Hi, Shauna. Okay, well, I'm going to finish for now. And so I got plenty of time to get caught up on the computer, bring some videos over that I haven't put up yet. Thank you, Lena. Wait a minute, Sergeant Mo. Jason, what happened? Was just made aware of what? Thank you, Jamie Wilson. Oh, of the release, obviously, huh? Good. Jason Patrick and I, we should be able to collaborate to each other's testimony on the stand. So hopefully they're going to be bringing him down as well when I testify. Out of 1,145 people on the witness list. Well, that's it for now. We'll see you guys more later. Thanks again. Wait, let me go down and ask if I can record what Sean is saying before I do.
I don't know.
Hey, can I come down with the live video on?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes? No? No? Private conversation. Private. Elated, yes. pretrial release. Awesome. They're taking it down. I should probably come help. All right, I'm killing it. See you guys.